This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Debbie Elliott. Entertainer Merv Griffin died today in a Los Angeles hospital. He was 82 and had prostate cancer. Griffin was not only one of television's best-known faces and voices, he was one of the industry's prime movers behind the scenes. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco has more.
Merv Griffin was a fixture on television starting in the mid-1950s. He was on game shows, variety shows, and he hosted talk shows late night, primetime, and daytime. He was known for his genial manner, and he interviewed just about everybody, from comedian Jack Benny.
Do you remember your first laugh on a stage?
That's the silliest question. Can you imagine?
To political figures such as Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
What has the civil rights movement done to the Negro individually from his side?
Well, I think the greatest thing that it has done is that it has given the Negro a new sense of dignity.
Merv Griffin featured new musical acts.
Here they are, the Jackson 5.
And he also introduced audiences to fads.
America's hottest dance craze, breakdancing.
Merv Griffin got his start as a singer as a kid in San Mateo, California. He learned to play the piano when he was 4. His baritone voice landed the teenage Griffin a job with bandleader Freddie Martin.
This lovely day will lengthen into evening. We'll sigh goodbye to all we've ever had.
The singer became an actor, debuting in the 1953 film So This Is Love, opposite Katherine Grayson. Griffin went on to sing in nightclubs and croon and guest host on TV and radio. In 1962, his many talents led NBC to give Griffin his own show. The following year, Norman Brokaw signed him to the William Morris Agency.
When he used to play the Coconut Grove, everybody went to see him for an evening out and dancing. I always liked Merv. I thought he was terrific. He was great for the industry.
Despite Merv Griffin's omnipresence on TV, he was perhaps even more influential behind the scenes as a producer. Having hosted To Tell the Truth and The Price is Right, he went on to create two of the most famous game shows in TV history. Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune.
Merv did write the theme for Jeopardy. And Wheel of Fortune came from Merv playing hangman all the time.
Longtime game show host Chuck Woolery says Griffin launched his career by casting him as the first host of Wheel of Fortune in 1975. Woolery says Griffin knew exactly what would make the shows popular and long-lasting.
He said, make sure people can play along. And the other thing is, make sure when they leave the room and they come back that they can pick it up right where it was and feel like they haven't lost connection with what's going on. So they have to be able to come back in and play it immediately wherever you are in the game.
2 years ago, Griffin received a Daytime Emmy for Lifetime Achievement.
What a career in a job you loved and got up. Couldn't wait to get up every day and get to work.
And work he did. In addition to being a shrewd entertainment executive, he was also a real estate mogul. He once owned the Beverly Hills Hotel and resorts and casinos in Atlantic City in the Bahamas. At his California ranch, he raised thoroughbred horses. One of Griffin's final appearances on TV came on The David Letterman Show in 2001. He gave a little tour of his 4-story yacht. Then, as he often did for friends, he sat down at the piano.
When the guests come, you know, I put a little glass there with some dollars in it, and I sing their requests if they want something, or I play the Jeopardy theme a lot.
Let's sing it as a duet.
Before he died, Merv Griffin was said to be at work on a new TV game show called Crosswords. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.